And now, please welcome Father Anthony Casamento with today's Saint of the Day.
Saint Peter Damian. Maybe because he was orphaned and was treated poorly by his brothers, Peter Damian was very good to the poor. It was the ordinary thing for him to have a poor person or two with him at table, and he liked to minister personally to their needs. Peter escaped poverty and neglect of his own brother when his other brother, who was archpriest of Ravenna, took him under his wing. His brother sent him to good schools, and Peter became a professor. Soon he decided to leave his teaching and give himself completely to prayer with the Benedictines of the Reform of St. Romuald at Fonte Alavanna. They lived 2 monks to a hermitage. Peter was so eager to pray and slept so little that he soon suffered from severe insomnia. He found he had to use some prudence in taking care of himself. The abbot commanded that when he died, Peter should succeed him. Abbot Peter founded 5 other hermitages. He encouraged his monks in a life of prayer and solitude and wanted nothing for himself. The Holy See periodically called on him, however, to be a peacemaker or troubleshooter between 2 abbeys in dispute, or a cleric or government official in some disagreement with Rome. Finally, Pope Stephen IX made Peter the Cardinal Bishop of Ostia. He worked hard to wipe out simony and encouraged his priests to observe celibacy and even urged the diocesan clergy to live together and maintain scheduled prayer and religious observances. He wrote many letters. He asked often to be allowed to retire as Cardinal Bishop of Ostia, and finally Alexander II consented. Peter was happy to become once again just a monk, but he was still called to serve as a papal legate. When returning from such an assignment in Ravenna, he was overcome by a fever. With the monks gathered around him saying the divine office, he died on the 22nd of February, 1072. In 1828, he was declared a Doctor of the Church. I'm Father Anthony, and that was Saint of the Day. For more episodes, go to cradio.org.au.